Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. When we listen to the news or read the newspapers and magazines, we don't hear of much good news. It seems to just be problems after problems that we have no solution for. But there is good news on the horizon. But we are going to go through some terribly tough times of suffering before we get to that time of good news. Now, it doesn't have to be that way if we would listen and believe the warning God gives in His Word. I don't think our nation or this world believes in cause and effect. We want to hear smooth things. We want to think, I'm all right, just like I am. We want to think that our leaders will finally solve all of our problems. Have they really solved any of our problems? How many problems have you solved for you and your family? You might want to ask yourself that question as well. Now, these questions are easy to answer, aren't they? Well, who will solve our personal problems and this nation and the world's problems, and when? Do you know? Would you like to know? And would you like to know how? Whoever it is that's going to solve all problems will do it. Then keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, and I will tell you from the pages of your Bible. Now, He isn't going to solve this world's problems tomorrow, but He would start solving your problems today or tomorrow if you would put your hope and your trust in Him. But as long as we want to hear smooth things and be told we are all right just like we are and that we don't need to make any changes in our life, our problems will continue to mount. Now, we aren't the only generation that has wanted to hear smooth things. This is what this world, and that included ancient Israel and Judah, has wanted to hear since Adam and Eve. And look at the mess we are in. Adam and Eve and their rebel son Cain wanted to hear smooth things, such as you're all right and your lifestyle is all right, and that everything is going to be all right. You can continue to do what you want to and think whatever you want to, and all problems will be solved. There is no payday. There is no cause and effect. For 120 years before the flood, Noah preached a warning message. So did the other seven preachers of righteousness before Noah. But no one listened or heeded. Are you listening today? God is giving us a warning today. Many prophecies in God's Word, and we'll get into some of those just in a minute or two here, tells us what's going to happen to this world and to our nation and to you and me personally. They wanted to hear smooth things. They wanted their ears tickled because they liked their lifestyle of going Satan, the god of this earth's way, not realizing they were slaves to sin and Satan. And Christ said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in these last days, just before His return and right up at His return. Now, just maybe we ought to think about that. We know what happened to that world. I want you to notice a prophecy now for these last days, and it's especially aimed at modern Israel, the United States, and the British people. It's found in Isaiah 30, beginning in verse 8. And as I said, it is a prophecy for the latter days, Isaiah 30, beginning in verse 8. Now go write it before them on a tablet, and note it on a scroll, that it may be for a time to come, forever and ever. Time to come here means latter days, the days that you and I are living in. That is a rebellious people, verse 9 goes on to say, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord. Well, are we rebellious? Do we lie? Do we hear God's law? Or do we say that the law no longer exists? Does this sound like the day and the nation that we're living in? We need to perk up our heart, our mind, and our ears and listen and change our thinking and our lifestyle. Verse 10, who says to the seers, that was to the ministers or the prophets at that time, do not see, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Do we want to hear the truth today, God's word that tells us how to live, and what will be the end result for doing so, and what will be the end result if we don't? Do we want to hear about our sins? Don't we like to have our ears tickled? Don't we want to hear smooth things such as good economic news and that we are a Christian nation because we believe in Christ? And that's a good thing that we do believe in Christ, But we seem to ignore Christ's message as how to conduct our lives, and we certainly are ignoring his warning as to what will happen in this end time to our people if we don't repent. Notice in verse 11, "Get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us." In other words, they were saying, and maybe we say that today as a world, we don't need God. We are sufficient on our own. We have plenty. Yes, we want to hear that the path we are traveling is okay, but we don't like to hear that it is our path, the way that seems right to us apart from God's guidance, that has and is causing all our problems. We don't want to hear God's word that says we are a sinful nation and a rebellious people. Continuing here in Isaiah 30, verses 12 through 13. "Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perversity and rely on them." Now, God is saying that we despise his word. And this is a latter-day prophecy, my friend, aimed at the United States and the British people mainly. It says, "Therefore, this iniquity," that is, despising God's word, turning our back on God's word and his law, "therefore, this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall, a bulge in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant." God says because we despise his word and trust in other things outside of his word and his law, that it will be to our ruin, and our fall will come suddenly, and we are going to wonder what happened. Yes, when our demise comes, it's going to stun this nation. And it is coming, my friends, because God's word says this in many places in his word. Unless we change and repent. We have plenty of problems right now, don't we? But they will have seemed like a picnic compared to what lies ahead for our nation unless we repent and face up to the way it is and begin trusting in God and Christ wholeheartedly. Notice in Jeremiah 23, verses 1 through 8, another prophecy for the end time here, and it's aimed at modern-day Israel, the United States, and the British people. Jeremiah 23, verses 1 through 8. "Woe to the shepherd who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Eternal. Therefore, thus says the Eternal God of Israel against the shepherds who feed my people. You have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doing, says the Lord." Now, how would a shepherd, a minister, it's speaking of here, how would they scatter God's people? How would they scatter modern-day Israel? Well, by telling them smooth things, not telling them that they need to change their life, and not telling them that they need to keep God's law and quit sinning. Verse 3, "But I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase." Now, I've been telling you on this Way It Ought to Be program for the last two or three programs that we, the United States and the British people, are going to be in a state of captivity in foreign countries when Christ returns. And this is what God is saying here in verse 3, "But I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more." Now, my friends, we have never lived in a day when we don't fear. This is a future prophecy, and you need to listen to this. It says, "They will fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Eternal. Behold, the days are coming," latter days he's speaking of here, says the Eternal, "that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth." Verse 6, "In his days Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely." Now this has never happened before. This is a future prophecy and it isn't too many years off. And we need to listen to this and prepare for the worst time that is coming. It says, "In his days Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness." Speaking about the return of Jesus Christ here to set up and establish the kingdom, the throne, and the government of God on this earth, and to take Satan and his demons and bind them for 1,000 years. Verse 7, "Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Eternal, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt." Now, speaking to Israel here, and it's a reminder letting us know that it is speaking to us by telling us that it will no longer be said that the Eternal lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. And we all know that happened, don't we, back in the 1400s B.C. Now notice verse 8. But as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Speaking of the time of captivity that Israel is going to be in when God returns Jesus Christ back to this earth. Very plain that this is an end time event. And God is telling us in verse 7 and verse 8 that there will be a second exodus for Israel from slavery or captivity. And this exodus will be so welcomed and so great that the first exodus will be forgotten. God says, and we've read it on this program before, that we're going to come back out of the land of captivity crying and sighing and weeping, because we will have repented after we have gone through the terrible times that we're going to have to go through. We will repent. And it would be good if we'd take warning now and repent of our ways and not have to go through that. You can personally, even if our nation will not. Notice verses 16 through 20. Thus says the Eternal of Hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. Yes, we want to hear smooth words. We don't want to hear the way it is and change our ways. The Lord has said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. Well, my friends, I can't stand up here and tell you things like you might hear other places. I have to warn you that terrible times are coming, and it's because of our sins, as the Bible says. Verse 18, for who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? God himself is wondering at this end time, will there be anyone that stands in his counsel and obeys him? Verse 19, behold, a whirlwind of the Eternal has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. It will fall violently upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Eternal will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. Very plain that it is a latter day prophecy here. My friend, if you would like help in understanding what's going to happen to our nation and to the British people, we invite you to call us toll free and just ask for our free articles, The Time of the Signs and Why Does Mankind Suffer? And all you need to do is just call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free articles, The Time of the Signs and Why Does Mankind Suffer? Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you on our next program.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.